with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly had a second signal chat when he shared details of a military strike. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
According to the New York Times, Hegseth used the Signal messaging app to tell his wife, brother, and a senior advisor about a March military airstrike against Yemen's Houthi militants. The details about the strike were similar to those that were sent in another chat group, which mistakenly included a journalist. There are calls for Hegseth's removal, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president absolutely has confidence in Secretary Hegseth, and he stands behind him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An airplane fire caused an emergency evacuation on a Delta Airlines jetliner at Orlando International Airport Monday.
A Delta Airlines airplane caught fire before it was supposed to take off from Orlando International Airport on Monday morning, forcing a swift evacuation of passengers and crew. The engine fire on Delta Airlines Flight 1213 broke out while the plane was still at the ramp before a scheduled departure from Orlando to Atlanta. Delta says that their flight crew followed procedures to evacuate the passenger cabin when flames were observed in the tailpipe of one of the aircraft's two engines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default, including the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's offset program, which withholds payments from people with past due debts to the government. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 971 points. This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that question, and the most common tool people use to make the decision is practical experience and common sense. The second most popular guide for determining if something is right or wrong is logic and reason. Next up is scientific information. And coming in a distant fourth on the list of devices Americans turn to on moral questions is religious beliefs or teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's making good on his promise to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in government. Trump signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. The order aims to protect the religious freedoms of Americans and end the anti-Christian weaponization of government by identifying anti-Christian conduct and recommending policy changes. Secretary of State Marco Rubio instructed employees in the State Department to report any incidents. This is SRN News. A University of Massachusetts student is arrested in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership.
The Department of Justice said 19-year-old Owen McIntyre was arrested on the UMass Boston campus. McIntyre has been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. A federal criminal complaint says McIntyre was in his hometown of Kansas City for spring break when he is accused of setting the dealership on fire. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Google on Monday began confronting an existential threat as the U.S. government tries to break up the company as punishment for turning its revolutionary search engine into a monopoly. The drama began to unfold Monday in a Washington courtroom as 3 weeks of hearings kicked off to determine how the company should be penalized for operating an illegal monopoly. More details at SRNNews.com.